This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. Democrats are freaking out and melting out. Melting down. Freaking out and melting down. Better way to put it. First of all, let me start with British rocker Roger Waters from the band Pink Floyd. This is how crazy the opponents of Trump are. And then I'll get to all the Democrats who are melting down over Sanders. British rocker Roger Waters of Pink Floyd says, Trump is a mass murderer, and his supporters have turned America into hell. He was doing some sort of an interview, and Rolling Stones was reporting on that interview, and he called Trump a tyrant and mass murderer, and added that the president's supporters have turned America into a fool's hell. And he says the only guy in the world that could beat Trump is Senator Bernie Sanders. The liberals are just very confused people, and I wish you a lot of luck with that one. You know, crazy people who are so liberal, so left-wing, they're artists. He's an artiste. He's a rocker. He snorted cocaine and smoked pot his whole life, I'm sure. And so he thinks he knows the answers to life's problems. You know, he's probably worth $500 million. And he's never had to, you know, work a real day in his life unless you call, you know, playing a guitar in front of 100,000 people and singing into a microphone a real day's work. And then after it's over, 36 girls are waiting to be in your harem. That's probably the life he's had while he's doing drugs. And he thinks he understands how you run a country. Here's the thing. Here's the thing, Roger Waters. His name Roger Waters. Make sure I got it right. Yeah, Roger Waters of Pink Floyd. The economy is great. We don't need your advice. We don't care what you think. You're an idiot. You're a fool. And if you think Bernie Sanders is going to beat Trump, how come no one else in the Democrat Party thinks that? Only an idiot from afar. He's probably a British rocker, right? I'm assuming. Pink Floyd, I assume, are British rockers. So he's probably not even an American. So he doesn't even know what's going on in America. And he thinks Bernie Sanders is the answer. If that's the case, go back to England and check out how the Labour Party leader, Jeremy Corbyn, did in the last election, which was what, 2 months ago? Less than that? 6 weeks ago? He's a Bernie Sanders clone, and he got his clock cleaned, destroyed, wiped out in England, a country that is not nearly as conservative or even as Christian religious as America. A country that never, ever has been anything like America when it comes to Reagan and conservatism and et cetera, et cetera. Evangelical Christians. Nothing like us. Britain's much more liberal than us, much more diverse. Open to letting people through the borders than us. And yet they gave Jeremy Corbyn and the Labour Party, which is the most liberal party in England, they just destroyed them. They gave them the headache of all time, the hangover of all time. They just knocked him out with a sucker punch. They gave a landslide to Boris Johnson. And the ideas of Jeremy Corbyn are exactly the same as the ideas of Bernie Sanders. So keep thinking stupid thoughts and please nominate Bernie Sanders. Listen to Roger Waters of Pink Floyd. Make that the, you know, the key principal advisor of the Democrat Party. Now let's mention what's happening with Democrats who have a brain. They're all scared to death of Bernie. I told you last night, I had a guest on who was an insider, and he told me some other things that he couldn't talk about on the air. I have another friend who donates huge money to the Democrat Party, but he's actually a Jewish Republican just like me, from New York just like me, and he donates big money to the Democrats so he can sit at the table and listen to what the big shots say and report it to me. And he says they're all freaking over Bernie Sanders. He sat with top officials of the DNC, and they're all planning on anybody but Bernie, and they're praying that Bloomberg's their savior. They're praying that Mayor Pete of South Bend is their savior. They're praying that Klobuchar is their savior. Anything but Bernie Sanders. They'll do anything to stop him. And so they don't believe that Bernie can win. They believe that if Bernie gets the nomination, he's going to take down the entire Democrat Party, including the House and the Senate. And here's some articles that back that up. Democrats freak out after communist lunatic Bernie Sanders takes over the party. That's the headline. Former Bill Clinton advisor James Carville is very worried about the Democrat Party. During a recent appearance on MSNBC, I've already told you the story. He called out Democrats for their crazy drift to the left, to the far left, and suggested they're going to lose if they don't change course and fast. He lashed out again at Bernie Sanders this week, calling him basically a communist. Former Republican Governor Scott Walker weighed in on the collapse of the Democrat Party, and then there's a video that goes with all this. You get the idea. I'm reading you headlines from around the country. As Sanders rises, Democrats panic about losing House majority. It's exactly what my friend said they're panicking about. They think if Sanders is the nominee, they will lose the House and they will lose the Senate badly. It will be much worse than it is now. Republicans are working on the strategy to retake the House. They're focusing on zeroing in on districts carried by President Trump in 2016 and that voted for Democrats in 2018. That means they're specifically targeting 31 Democrats running in Trump districts. The GOP lost 40 seats in 2018, and they need to win back only 18 to regain control. Not an easy task, but I think one that we have a great shot at doing, but especially if Bernie Sanders is the nominee. So according to Roll Call, not known as a conservative publication, even before Sanders won New Hampshire's primary, and came in a close second in Iowa to Mayor Pete, there were Democrats saying that nominating a senator from Vermont could threaten their House majority. They feared having self-proclaimed Democrat socialists at the top of their ticket could complicate efforts to win over independents and moderate Republicans and blue dog Democrats that they need to win re-election. If it becomes a race between socialism and capitalism, yes, absolutely, the majority is in danger, said Minnesota Congressman Dean Phillips. So this is going through all of their minds. Not Roger Waters' mind, pray tell, but, you know, the guy who's with Pink Floyd probably doesn't have much of a mind left after all the acid and, all the mind-altering drugs he undoubtedly took. As of this writing, Predicted gives the GOP a 40% chance of retaking the House, which jumped 5 percentage points the day of the New Hampshire primary. The odds previously were 5 points lower. When Bernie Sanders won in New Hampshire, they went up 5 points. And each time he wins a new one, they'll go up another five. And pretty soon, we'll have a 60 and 70 and 80% chance of taking the House. Joe Manchin, who's known as a moderate Democrat, but I would dispute that, from West Virginia. He's moderate for Democrats, but he's certainly not moderate. He's still got a 70% rating from the most liberal organization in the Senate. So he votes with the most liberal Democrats 70% of the time. He votes with Republicans 30%. The rest of them vote with Republicans like between 0 and 10. So they consider him moderate. Still not good, Joe Manchin. And he says Bernie Sanders must moderate in the general election because I'm not going socialist. See, everyone is scared of that word socialist. He's going to have to moderate, he says. Manchin, long viewed as a more moderate Democrat, said Sanders will have to shift to the center and dial back his far-left positions. He said a dilemma will ensue if Sanders refuses because he, Manchin, will not embrace socialism. If Bernie ends up being one of the front runners, he'll have to moderate. I'm not going socialist, never been a socialist. If he doesn't change, I've got a dilemma. We'll see. But we're talking about hypotheticals. You have to understand, if Sanders wins the nomination, there are going to be people like Joe Manchin, United States Senator, Democrat, who either endorse Trump or sit on the sidelines and don't get involved. So Sanders is, by far, I think, the best option for us. But any option is pretty good against the Trump economy. You think an unknown Amy Klobuchar is going to beat Trump? Are you joking? With her immigration views, by the way, there's nothing moderate about them. You think Mike Bloomberg is going to beat Trump, the most boring person you've ever heard in your whole life, a boring elitist who sounds like he's right out of the Ivy Leagues. Nobody will like Mike Bloomberg once they get to know him. And his views on transgender you know, sex change operations. We'll turn off the whole middle class. His views on illegal immigration, letting everybody in, and suing and investigating ICE will turn everybody in the middle class off. He's not going to win. I don't know who black is nobody. You know, my sources say Hillary Clinton is going to come in the convention, a brokered convention, and try and take the nomination. And what did we hear last night? Steve from PolitChatter said his sources tell him that in the brokered convention, it'll be Hillary chosen with Amy Klobuchar as the VP and an all-woman ticket. Good luck to Hillary. You know, I've been in politics my whole life, and I've seen so many occasions where two people ran against each other, and someone won by the slimmest of margins. Let's say, you know, A won over B by the slimmest of margins, and B decided to run again 4 years later and got crushed. Crushed, because A has now been in office for 4 years and shown that he's very good at what he does, and he's made progress, and he's had success, and he's been good to the people, and he gets reelected by a mile, even though the first election he won by the skin of his chinny chin chin. That's what I believe is going to happen with Trump and Hillary Clinton, if that's the proposed matchup. I think Trump would win this one by a mile. A report, Bernie Sanders' campaign fears Ocasio-Cortez's rhetoric will alienate voters in Rust Belt states. You think? Have you ever heard what Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez believes in? Bernie Sanders fears that she will alienate Rust Belt voters. But Bernie Sanders will alienate Rust Belt voters. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a step even worse than Bernie Sanders. But Bernie will alienate everyone he meets who's moderate and common sense and in the middle in any way, shape, or form. Independent in any way, shape, or form. They all believe in crazy, crazy things. When this Senator Manchin from West Virginia says Bernie will have to moderate, it's just another example of how politics is nothing but lies and PR and BS. That was Obama. His voting record in the U.S. Senate was to the left of Bernie Sanders. Fact. The left of a socialist. But once he got the nomination, he campaigned as a moderate, and he called himself a moderate, and he went after independence. It's a lie. And so they're saying, Bernie, you're going to have to lie like Obama and make believe you're not who you say you are. I don't think Bernie will do it. He's a proud socialist. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to Newsmax TV as well as USA Radio Network. Liberals scream all day long. Climate change, green energy, global warming, the world's going to end, women's wombs can't have babies, they're polluted, we don't want to bring children into the world, they'll die from climate change. The hysteria is unbelievable. And I tried to tell them the United States had to leave the Paris Accord, I think they call it the Paris Accord, but whatever it was the Paris Treaty with the United Nations where all the world's nations agreed they were going to just kill all their jobs in the name of climate change. And Donald Trump wouldn't do that. And that's why we have a booming economy. When people ask, why do we have a booming economy? It's because we didn't destroy our economy in the name of something that's completely unproven. And even if it's there, even if there is arguably some global warming and some climate change, there's always been warming and cooling and climate change in the history of the world before there was any man on the earth and before there was any industrial production on the earth. So you go back in time and it was warming without global production. How is it man that's responsible for it? But let's even assume that man is responsible. Until the day you can get China and India and other emerging market countries to buy in and actually not cheat like crazy and actually stop building coal plants, which they'll never do because they've got too many people and they've got to feed them. So China's building hundreds and hundreds of coal-fired plants. India's building hundreds of coal-fired plants. And they're belching pollution into the air. There's nothing we can do to change anything. So the perfect example is liberals scream that we left Paris, that Paris Accord, Paris Climate Pact, that's probably the better name. And guess what happened last year? Under Donald Trump, President Donald John Trump, The United States led the entire world in reducing CO2 emissions in 2019. That's under President Trump, the one that, you know, all the environmentalists are screaming is Hitler and the KKK and the Nazi. The one that Greta Thunberg is screaming is the most horrible, evil human being in the history of the world. And the, what is she, 14, 15 years old? She thinks she knows everything about the world. She thinks we've got to stop all jobs, you know, kill all the jobs in the world to stop climate change to make her happy. Well, we've got all the jobs in the world and the lowest black unemployment and the lowest Hispanic unemployment and the most people working and the highest rising wages and the greatest stock market. Everything is going great. Oh, and the average person's income is up thousands of dollars a year compared to the Obama years. And all of that is happening while we led the world in reducing CO2 emissions under President Trump. Does that deserve a standing ovation? Does that prove liberals wrong about everything? Now, that's point number one. United States reduced its CO2 emissions last year more than any other nation. United States saw the largest decline in energy-related CO2 emissions on a country basis, down 2.9%. And the U.S.'s emissions are now down almost 1 GT from their peak in the year 2000, the largest decline by any country in the world over that period. So even before Trump, we've made massive strides in this country, more than any other countries. Okay, and then at the same time that's happening, trying to find the numbers here, in both India and China, they went up last year. I can't find the exact number in front of me. There's thousands of words here. But India was up. China was up. They're belching pollution in the air more than ever. There's nothing the United States can do. Nothing. Even if there is global warming, even if there is climate change, which I would argue there isn't, but even if there is, and it is man-made, which I would argue it isn't, even if all that's true and liberals are right, there is nothing we can do. You can't make an iota's difference as long as China and India are belching pollution in the air, and they will continue doing it forever. And they'll lie, and they'll sign an accord like the Paris Climate Pact. They'll lie, they'll cheat, and we will, because we're America, we tell the truth, we will actually abide by it, and we will destroy jobs and destroy high-paying jobs and destroy energy right when, at this moment, we're the energy country of the world. I mean, you'd have to be insane. And we're winning with Trump. And speaking of winning, the Pentagon is moving $3.8 billion from weapons programs to fund the southern border wall. Now, first of all, that's a win for Wayne Root, because you're truly your favorite host on Newsmax, Wayne Root, favorite host in America, Wayne Root, is the guy who told Trump, suggested to Trump, you got to declare a national emergency, security emergency on the border, and then go grab the money from the military budget to fund the wall. And he did it. My advice led to that. Second of all, when I get back, I'll tell you, we're taking the money from weapons programs. I'll tell you which weapons. We're creating peace in the world. It should be called the Love and Peace Wall. Liberals are mad. Coming up next, don't go anywhere, a message from Prostate Guide for Men. They will tell you which pills work and which don't, which are total junk. They charge $25 for their guide at Amazon. It's free if you're a fan of Wayne Root. Up now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Attorney General Bill Barr wants President Trump to stop tweeting about the Justice Department. In an exclusive interview with ABC News, Barr also says it's hard for him to do his job.
To have public statements and tweets made about the department, about our people in the department, our men and women here, about cases pending in the department, and about judges before whom we have cases, make it impossible for me to do my job.
President Trump is one step closer to having his war powers against Iran limited. The Senate voted on a resolution to prevent the president from launching military strikes without congressional approval. It comes 6 weeks after he ordered an airstrike that killed Iran's top general. The bill now heads to the Democratic-controlled Congress later this month. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
By the way, when was the last time you heard of a conservative attacking a liberal? I mean, the lie is told all day in the media that Trump is, you know, Trump is encouraging violence, and Trump is motivating violence, and Trump is recommending violence. When does anybody on our side ever hurt anybody? Do you realize a New Hampshire man was arrested for assaulting a pro-Trump teen at a New Hampshire polling site the other night? New Hampshire man was arrested Thursday afternoon for assaulting a 15-year-old Trump supporter and two adults at a polling site during the state's first-in-the-nation primary earlier this week. The teen's mother said in an exclusive interview that her son is now traumatized. This is the teen that's pro-Trump. The Wyndham Police Department said Patrick Bradley, 34, of Wyndham, was charged with assault and disorderly conduct. Fox News has learned the suspect got in the face. I downloaded this from Fox News. That's why this is Fox News. Has learned the suspect got in the face of the teenage boy who was wearing a red Make America Great Again hat and volunteering at the Trump tent at Wyndham High School, a polling location for the New Hampshire primary. And the incident happened as Patrick Bradley, that's the 34-year-old liberal crazy man, exited the voting location, was walking by the Trump tent, and as he passed the tent, Bradley slapped the 15-year-old juvenile across the face and assaulted two other adults who attempted to intercede. He's accused of throwing Trump campaign signs and attempting to knock over the campaign tent. The boy's mother described the incident, requesting he remain anonymous. My son stayed home from school. We drove by the high school to go vote. We got there. We saw Donald Trump Jr. and Kimberly Guilfoyle. That's great. My son was over the moon. My son's the most patriotic kid you'll ever meet. In any case, she said, I was apprehensive about him wearing a MAGA hat because we know it could provoke and we know people don't like Trump. But he wore the hat because he's a proud 15-year-old and he doesn't know what people are going to be like. My son was just standing on the sidewalk and saying, have a nice night to everyone. But this man was triggered, and he said he used the F word and then wound up his hand as fast as he could and slapped him across the face. You get the idea. I mean, don't forget there was another guy, it happened over the weekend, so I didn't get a chance to talk about it on this show. Another crazy liberal drove his car through a Trump campaign tent and tried to kill people last weekend. And this stuff doesn't make it to the news or the top of the news. Liberal media doesn't want to tell you about it. But where's the violence on our end? Where are the people who are Trumpers wearing red Trump hats who attack people? I want to see it. Who attack black people, who attack Hispanic people, who attack foreigners, who attack liberals. We don't do it. There is no such thing. It doesn't happen. Oh, I forgot. The two guys who attacked Jussie Smollett. At 2 in the morning, on the streets of Chicago, in a drug-dealing area that was completely 100% minority, two white guys were wearing red Trump hats, and they had a rope with them tied in a noose to hang a black man. I didn't realize that. I forgot. I let that slip. Oh, right. That never happened. Jussie Smollett made the whole thing off. Made the whole thing up, and he's being charged now with 6 crimes. Ah, I forgot all that. Yeah. Our side doesn't hang people at 2 in the morning. Our side isn't out at 2 in the morning in roughneck areas. Sorry, in drug dens. We're especially not wearing red Make America Great Again caps in the middle of a bad neighborhood in Chicago. Sorry. Never happened. And it's what I said. I'm the only guy in America who had the cojones to say that the second the Jussie Smollett story came out. The second it was on the air, I said on the air, put my reputation on the line, and I gambled, and I said never happened. No such thing as two white guys in that neighborhood in Chicago, because I called my buddy who lives in Chicago. No such thing ever. You've never seen two white guys at 2 in the morning in that neighborhood wearing a red hat with a noose in their hand. Are you kidding me? They'd be hung. Anyway, Trump people don't do things like that. So let me get back to the story I was talking about when we ended the last segment. The Pentagon's moving $3.8 billion from weapons programs to fund the southern border wall. Now, I never read this story until I got to it on the air on my radio show. I just saw the headline and picked it, chosen as a good story, because I think it's representative of how we're going to win the election. Remember what Carville said, it's the economy stupid? Well, this election is this, the economy stupid, and it's the wall stupid. This this election is about the wall and the people invading us from the other side of that border. And there's no racism in that statement of mine, because I don't care if the people invading us are black-skinned, brown-skinned, blue-skinned, green-skinned from Mars. I don't care if they're Venusians from Venus. And I'm Jewish. I don't care if they're Israelis, Jews from Israel. If you're invading the border illegally, you're a criminal, and you're trying to ruin our country. And it's an invasion. It's hordes of barbarians invading. If they were all Jews from Israel, I'd still call them hordes of barbarians invading. It's got nothing to do with race, religion, or culture. It has to do with destroying the rule of law. And this election is about, and last election was about the wall, and this election is about the wall. Trump's got to finish that wall. And that's why I was the guy who recommended take the money from the military budget to finish the wall, and that's exactly what he's doing. So I brought it up because, hey, it was my idea. I want to grab a little credit. As Muhammad Ali said, it ain't bragging if you can back it up. And number two, that's going to be the key to the election again. You know, I call it the Catholics against the convicts. And I'm Jewish, so there's nothing negative intended. It includes Jews, Catholics, and Christians. It includes every American patriot who worked hard for a living, calling them the Catholics. And on the other end of the convicts, that's the Democrat Party. So all the people who are illegal aliens and coming here under murky circumstances, and all the welfare addicts and all the felons and all the people in jail who want to vote, that's the Democrat Party. The makers versus the takers. Our people own businesses or work for a living and pay into the system, and their people take out, they steal from us. Okay? All they do, they don't pay any taxes, and that's a proven fact. The bottom 50% of America doesn't pay a dime in taxes. They take money out of the system, net money out. And the people at the top put money in. It's not even close. And so, it's just, this whole election is the makers versus the takers, the Catholics versus the convicts. Just my kind of cute, funny, get attention way of saying who the typical Republican voter is versus the typical liberal voter. When I was younger, there used to be a famous rivalry in football, college football, between Notre Dame and Miami of Florida Hurricanes. And a lot of the players on Miami were ex-criminals, literally. They were constantly being kicked out of the program for committing crimes. And so we used to call that game, when Notre Dame played Miami, the Catholics versus the convicts. And it was a funny way to describe the game. That's how I would describe this election. It's the Catholics versus the convicts. And Catholics don't have nothing to do with the religion, Catholicism. That's to do with everyone in America who's religious or a patriot and a taxpayer who pays in the system. That's a good law-abiding person. And on the other side, Democrats represent the bad guys and the evil guys. So that's the other reason I brought this column up. And then the third reason, when I saw that headline, Pentagon moving $3.8 billion from weapons programs to fund the wall, I thought, if this was Obama, they'd give him an award. They'd give him the Nobel Peace Prize. That's what it is. I just thought of that on the spot. They'd give Obama a parade down the Canyon of Champions on Wall Street, and they'd give him the Nobel Peace Prize because he took money away from weapons and put it towards something else. But because it's Trump and he's putting it towards a wall, they'll curse him and say he's the most horrible person ever. Keep in mind, Democrats always want peace, not war. Trump is taking money away from weapons programs. You think they'd cheer. You think they'd say he did something right. So then I read the article, and it's a report from the Hill, a notice sent to Congress the money's going to support higher priority items than the weapons programs to provide support for counter-drug activities of the Department of Homeland Security. And what it says is DHS, Department of Homeland Security, has identified areas along the southern border of the United States being used by individuals, groups, and transnational criminal organizations as drug smuggling corridors, and determined that the construction of actual physical barriers and roads in the vicinity of the U.S. border is necessary to impede and deny drug smuggling activities. And Democrat lawmakers, see, I didn't even read this article until today. Democrat lawmakers who used to be anti-war are furious that there will be a cutback on weapons spending. There it is. I told you they've got Trump derangement syndrome. Isn't that amazing? They're mad that he's taking money away from weapons that kill people and building a wall to keep America safe. Is that crazy? If Obama did it, that's what would happen. He'd win the Nobel Peace Prize for taking money away from weapon systems and putting it for a peaceful purpose, a wall that will provide peace and safety and security for the American people. Trump does it. Put the money back in the weapon systems. We want to kill people. That's what Democrats must be saying. Amazing. So in the last minutes of this segment, I want to show you how crazy the left has gone. So this is what I mean about the demarcation line of this election. Catholics versus convicts, makers versus takers, legals versus illegals, real Americans versus criminal barbarians attacking us at the border. UC Berkeley opens a second center on campus for students. This one is just for undocumented students and their allies. You hear what I just said? Let's just stop for a minute. Let's have silence and let's absorb that for a minute. A public institution, right? It's the California college system, paid for by taxpayer money, is catering to illegal aliens and their friends, and they're giving them a separate student center. Separate but equal, right? Doesn't this sound like segregation? A place where only brown and black skin and illegals and foreigners can congregate. White people not allowed. I don't know about you, but something's wrong with that picture. President Trump should cut off all federal student loans and all federal funding to Berkeley University. They're opening the Robert D. Haas Undocumented Community Resource Center on February 6th as a space specifically for undocumented students and allies. There's your campaign issue. There it is right there. Coming up right now, Dr. Joseph Williams, my great friend, the main man of Vegas, has an M-A-N-E, the number one hair restoration doctor in America, maybe the world. If your hair is thinning and you're a guy, stay tuned for this message. It might be the most important message you've ever heard. It'll make you look great again, look young again, your hair thick again. Thanks, Joe.
Finestone has recently discovered a hoard of beautiful, uncirculated Morgan Silver Dollars. Without question, the Morgan Silver Dollar is the most collected coin in the United States rare coin market today. The 1918 Pittman Act authorized the melting of over 350 million Morgan Silver Dollars. We're very excited about this hoard because of their high state of preservation and such a great selection of dates. You now have the opportunity to build as much as 50 different dates and or mint marks at a price that you can find hard to believe and much less than many dealers charge if they could build the sets at all.
Now you can purchase 20 certified brilliant uncirculated Morgan Silver Dollars from Finest Known and receive this 21st coin for only $1. Call today and receive this Morgan Dollar Book for free.
Take advantage of this introductory offer and give us a call today at Finest Known. Once you hold one of these beautiful uncirculated sets of Morgan Dollars in your hands, history just comes alive. Call Finest Known today and reserve the historic set.
Call Finest Known now at 1-800-998-9042. That's 1-800-998-9042 or on the web at finestknown.com.
How did you sleep last night? I can guarantee you I slept better than you did unless you've got a MyPillow. You know, I get the best sleep of my life. I work better, I sleep better, I interact with people better, and I have been healthy. The healthiest I've been in years. And it's all because I get a good night's sleep with my MyPillow. Now, it's not the cheapest thing you're ever going to find, but guess what? Good health is worth everything. Try a MyPillow. If you don't like it, you can send it back in 60 days. And you've got a 10-year warranty. It's made in the USA. And you're going to love your MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get a great deal on a MyPillow by using my promo code, and I guarantee you, you'll get a good night's sleep, or you get your money back.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered. Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair? Or...
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
You know, I was just starting to like Attorney General Bill Barr. Wayne Allen Root, by the way, raw and unfiltered on Newsmax TV, always shooting from the hip, speaking from the heart. Proud to be an American, proud to be American-born, American-made. Can't find a war like this anywhere else in the USA. If you want peace, prepare with war, this war. So I was just starting to like Barr because he just declared war on sanctuary cities, and that's great. You think of all the crimes committed by Democrats. You think of what I was just talking about, the story of UC Berkeley opening a center on campus for illegal aliens. They have to be kept separate from the rest of the population because we're all such terrible, evil white people. Even on the Berkeley campus where everyone's a white, privileged liberal, bleeding heart, guilt-ridden, and you know they love illegals on that campus. Every California liberal kid, white kid on that campus loves illegals, and yet they still have to keep them separate and build student centers just for illegal aliens. When you think of the crimes being committed with taxpayer money in a public institution, and all William Barr has to criticize today is Trump's tweets. He's not criticizing crimes by Democrats and liberals. He's criticizing tweets in a free speech world by the President of the United States. Doesn't Trump have a right to tweet out whatever he wants? What's wrong with him being an instant from my mind, instant thought to all of you? What's wrong with that? Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad, sometimes you agree, sometimes you disagree, but free speech is free. You can't get punished for free speech in America, and it's kind of fun to hear what's going on in the president's brain and his instant reaction to everything, just like I do it every day. I tweet out, and I use PolitiChatter, I use Parler, and I use Twitter, and I use Facebook, on all of them. I post all of my instant thoughts to the biggest news stories of the day that strike me as something I want to comment on. But it's just an instant thought by me that's frozen in time right there. So the president wants to do that, and that's what the attorney general has to criticize? Not the crimes committed by Democrats and by liberals and by colleges? I want to finish reading this story to you. So this university, you can't make this stuff up, has put this undocumented community resource center at, here's the address, 180 Cesar Chavez Student Center. That's the location. 180 Cesar Chavez. You got to be kidding me. Oh, they're hero of Cesar Chavez. And it provides undocumented students and their allies with professional academic counseling, mental health support, access to resources, and a place to study away from students who are American citizens. And you know they're referring to white people. I mean, you know that's what they're referring to. Because God forbid you should be around a white person, even a white liberal. It's just scary to an illegal alien to be around a white liberal or a white conservative. We're all out to kill them, right? So silly. It's just the most ridiculous thing. And the university, Cal Berkeley, already has the Haas Dreamers Resource Center, which caters to students who are using the DREAM Act and first-generation, low-income, underrepresented college students. You just can't believe this stuff. It's hard to believe you can get away with that. All right, let's talk for a minute about a serious topic, because that's a joke. And we should be prosecuting all of them for violating the rule of law in the United States and ripping off taxpayer money to use to aid and abet criminals. Why are they on a college campus at all? And obviously they're getting free college. They're illegal aliens. They have no money for college. You're telling me they're poor. You're telling me their parents have nothing. You're telling me their parents, you know, are fruit pickers. Their parents are maids. Their parents are gardeners. How can they afford UC Berkeley? So they're getting it free. Well, I got to pay for my kids. You don't see how wrong that is? All right. Let's move to China. I ended last night's show by telling you all the bad things happening in China. You notice I really spent no time on the Roger Stone story. Trump's friend Roger Stone and former campaign confidant Roger Stone, who was going to be sentenced to 7 to 9 years in prison for nothing, for absolutely nothing, for a process crime, for being a friend of the president. And President Trump happened to tweet out, that's outrageous. There are murderers who get less time than that. And that is enough to impeach him again? That's enough to cause controversy? That's enough to cause the Attorney General to say stop tweeting? I think the president has every right to tweet. And I think he's disgusted with the whole country and the way it's going, you know, with all his liberal enemies. He's not disgusted with the direction of the economy. That's great. He's not disgusted with the great jobs picture. That's great. He's not disgusted with the stock market. That's great. But I think he's disgusted with the witch hunt against him 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and all his friends. I was one of the first guys, if not the only, first and only in the country, conservative talk host, who told you how bad it was getting in China. That the numbers are being underreported by the communist government. It is a nightmare over there. Some of the headlines, Hubei, which is where Wuhan is, with the center of the epicenter of the coronavirus epidemic and pandemic, reports 116 new deaths overnight, 4,800 new cases overnight. And a lot of people believe the death total is more like 50,000 and above. China has ground to a halt, and on-the-ground indicators confirm a worst-case scenario. I'll tell you about it in depth on tomorrow's show, but it's getting really bad over there. And it's a perfect time to tell you, as this show ends, that the sponsor of this show is My Doctor Suggests. And Dr. Pedersen, who runs My Doctor Suggests, chief doctor, five PhDs, was just on my national radio show telling us about how this silver works against all viruses, including coronavirus. Check it out. Check out his commercial coming up next. My Doctor Suggests. Have a great night. God bless.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.